in recognition of National Crime Awareness Week on April 6th to 12th. The Disabled Women's Network of Canada, Dawn Canada, is launching a campaign aimed at informing women with disabilities and deaf women about their right to report abuse and have their abusers tried in court. Entitled, We Can Tell and We Will, the campaign includes a public service announcement which depicts two women with intellectual disabilities and one with a communication difference describing abuse and stating that abuse is unacceptable. Earlier today, the Avalanche spoke with Bonnie Brighton of Dawn Canada to fill us in on this campaign.
Okay, welcome. Today I'm here with Kevin and Bonnie from Dawn. You want to say it?
Yeah, we're here. Steph and I are here with Bonnie Brighton of Dawn Canada. That's the Disabled Women's Network of Canada.
And today we will be talking about the National Victims Awareness Week. Yeah.
That's right.
That's right, Bonnie?
That's right.
So like that. So.
And thank you so much for inviting me to be on the show today. I so appreciate you guys doing the piece on Victims of Crime Week because it's such an important subject for people with disabilities.
And especially most of the people in our group, like one person you're talking about with intellectual handicaps. And like we're in, that's close.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
If your head is as big as Shamello's, if your bank is the check cash in place, if you put on pantyhose instead of shaving your legs.
Let's see here, we got 60, 75. Oh, brutal. Looks like the socks are getting grilled again. At least I've got some gnarly free radio.
Being ghetto. Things we do sometimes, like hanging your clothes on the oven to dry.
No matter how your laundry gets done, CKUT will still be there for you. 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Can you be rich and be ghetto? Yep. And just cause you poor, do that mean that you ghetto? Nope. Some people don't understand what it means to be ghetto. And if you gotta ask, then you probably never know.
Welcome back to, sorry about that. We had a bit of technical difficulties, but now we'll bring you that interview with Bonnie Brighton.
Okay, welcome. Today I'm here with Kevin and Bonnie from Dawn. You want to say it?
Yeah, we're here. Steph and I are here with Bonnie Brighton of Dawn Canada. That's the Disabled Women's Network of Canada.
And today we will be talking about the National Victims Awareness Week. Yeah.
That's right,
Bonnie?
That's right.
So like that. So.
And thank you so much for inviting me to be on the show today. I so appreciate you guys doing the piece on Victims of Crime Week because it's such an important subject for people with disabilities.
And especially most of the people in our group, like one person you're talking about with intellectual handicaps. And like we're in, that's close to our hearts, eh, Kev?
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe Bonnie, can you introduce yourself and give a reminder? We know you were here so many times.
Well, as Kevin said, I'm the executive director of Dawn Canada, the Disabled Women's Network of Canada, which provides support and advocacy for women with disabilities and deaf women across the country. Our mission is to end the violence, isolation, and discrimination experienced by women with disabilities and deaf women in Canada.
How is this Crime Prevention Week or this project?
I don't know how it started, Kevin, but I can tell you how Dawn got involved. It was a couple of years ago. I met Sue O'Sullivan, and she's the National Ombudsperson for Victims of Crime. She works with the Department of Justice. And so she was interested in connecting with Dawn because, of course, the work that we do on violence prevention and on addressing the issues of violence for people with disabilities in Canada. And so through knowing Sue O'Sullivan and her office, I learned about National Victims of Crime Week. And so we put in an application for funding to do an awareness campaign during Victims of Crime Week, which, as you pointed out, is this week across the country.
Okay. Through the thing there, from the thing, you guys are starting a campaign.
Yes, actually, if people go to our website at www.doncanada.net today, what they will see is a video called We Can Tell and We Will Tell, along with a fact sheet that goes with that. And the video is actually two young women with intellectual disabilities talking about the fact that it's important for us to know that we can and should tell if somebody does something that is wrong or abusive, and that we should feel supported. And it also talks about something that I've spoken about on your show before to some of your listeners who may recall. There was an important decision called the DAI decision at the Supreme Court, which means that people with intellectual disabilities and brain injuries and mental health disabilities can always go before the courts, and no one can question their ability or their right to testify or to tell the truth. When I say the truth, I say that around the idea that the reality is that we know that people with disabilities do tell the truth, and the problem is actually with the justice system not believing us. In the past, that's been a big issue.
While back with Leaf, you guys went and tried to fight this course for this intellectual girl couldn't testify at court.
And we won. We won that case. We were interveners and we won the case. The decision went in our favor. And what that means is that for people with disabilities now, when they go to court, they have that decision in, I guess the legal term is jurisprudence, which now tells judges and other people in the court system that they must pay attention to this outcome, to that decision, because it means that they shouldn't try to stop somebody from speaking and telling what happened. And they shouldn't try and tell somebody who has an intellectual disability or another problem communicating that they aren't going to be allowed to testify because they don't know how to testify. So what it really does is put the power back into the hands of people with disabilities in a way that maybe a lot of people don't know. And the reason we decided to do the campaign, you guys, and I think that's the most important thing to talk about, is that what we know is that, unfortunately, a lot of people with disabilities don't report crimes, don't tell when people hurt them or when people do them harm, because they're afraid or because they don't think people will believe them. And so the work we're doing in this awareness campaign and education campaign is around raising awareness with people with disabilities about their rights and that they should feel safe to go forward. Mm-hmm. So the information on our website gives them some information about what abuse is, and it gives them some ideas of places they can go for support if they decide they want to come forward with something they need to tell, and they want to be able to do it somewhere where they feel safe.
What is that group there, Leaf?
LEAF is a wonderful organization. It's the Women's Legal Education Defense Fund. And so it's a national feminist organization comprised of lawyers who give their time to work on cases that are linked to the work that's being done, mostly in the human rights framework around women's rights in Canada. And they particularly defend cases that go to the Supreme Court, when often otherwise there wouldn't be, you know, a strong legal defense for important decisions that support women and their issues. And again, there's links to their website in the press release. So if people want to go to LEAF's website, I believe it's www.leaf.ca. I'm not sure, and I'm sorry, but I'm not at my desk today. So you guys know I'm in Toronto. But again, people can go to our website, and there's a link to the LEAF website there also.
So, yeah, and another thing, too, is I remember a while back in the Abilities magazine, you were making stuff about talking about, like, violence to women and all that stuff. And,
that's right.
And giving
that's right.
A lot...
In fact, that was in the last Victims of Crime Week campaign we did. We did a poster campaign along with, again, information for women with disabilities about what constitutes abuse. Because, again, I know I sound a bit like a broken record, but it's because we need people to understand this, is that people with disabilities often don't report crimes. And they should be able to, and they should be supported to do so. So we're very grateful that the Department of Justice gave us this funding to work on getting that message out, because education of our own people around their rights is part of the work we need to do. Of course, the other part of the work is very much about educating people in the justice system about how best to support people with disabilities when they do finally have the support they need to come forward and report a crime.
How does Dawn help women with disabilities to testify against their abuses and stuff like that?
Well, Kevin, we don't do it in a direct way. We're not a direct service organization. We're an advocacy organization. We provide policy direction to the federal government and to other people. We provide examples of good practice, and we work with people who can provide those supports. So, for example, we work with the National Association of Transition Houses and Shelters. That's one example of a partner we work with. So, you know, there are women, within each of the provinces and territories, they have partners on the ground who can offer supports and services. We work with the Canadian Association for Community Living, who, of course, have offices across the country. So we work closely with them, particularly for women with intellectual disabilities, through them and through their local partners. So what Dawn does is really, I think, I would describe us as the people who kind of shine a light on the issue and then work with other people to get to the point where the services improve, because in this case we're talking about there not being nearly enough work being done. So, you know, we're at the shouting end of this problem in terms of trying to make it something people are more aware of, and then we're part of the, hopefully going forward, the process that sees this change on the ground.
Where can somebody, if you know it, where you can find somebody that, like somebody's disability, where do they go if they feel like they are a victim or something?
Well, like I said, if they go to our website today, there is a video, but underneath that there's something called We Can Tell and We Will Tell, Information for Women with Disabilities About Identifying and Reporting Abuse. And that booklet, they can either look at it online or they can download it and print it up, has resources in every province and territory across the country where we were able to get confirmed supports for people with disabilities. I don't want to give people the impression that it's going to be easy and that there's a ton of resources, because sadly I don't feel there are, but there are resources and there's a place to start. And certainly if they don't see anything they like or see on that list, if they don't feel there's anything else they would like to do, they can certainly contact Dawn Canada and we will do our best to refer them to somebody in their community. But for sure, if they feel they want to come forward, to feel supported, to come, and as I said, either contact us through the website or look at the resources we put there and think about making that phone call.
So like for Dawn Canada, they will go to
www.dawncanada.net. And we have the information in French and English, and yeah, we also have the captioning done, so that if they want to watch the video, the video is available in French and English and captioned for anybody who's hard of hearing or deaf.
Oh, so like that, and in this campaign too, as I saw there's something about going out to the deaf community too.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And
deaf people, along with people with disabilities, need to feel safe and supported.
Yeah.
And we think it's really important always when we do our messaging to include deaf people and deaf women in our work.
I'm just telling you, quick thing is, we're going to have sign language interpretations on the Avalanche show. So.
I heard that. That's wonderful, Stefan.
Yeah, we already tried
it. You guys are great.
Now we need to find money to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, Bonnie, thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank you for your time.
Well, as always, I want to thank you guys for checking in with us on this important issue. I really hope that, as I said, any listeners who want to come forward will feel safe to do so. And if they're not victims, that if they know somebody, that they will encourage them and support them to come forward. It's a really hard thing to do, but it helps you move forward. And that's all I can say, is that it's a very personal choice for somebody to make, but it's important for them to know that they can and should. As I said, the message we have is we can tell and we will tell.
Okay.
If people wanted more information.
It's most important that they understand that the supports are out there and that it's important for them to feel safe.
Yeah. Okay. If people wanted more information, can they go to your website, Bonnie?
Yes, they can, Kevin.
Yeah. And can you give the website for us for a second?
I'll give you the website, and again, because some people with disabilities don't have access to the website, I'll also give it our toll-free
number. Yeah, maybe
that too. 1-866-396-0074. And if they wanted to call us again, 1-866-396-0074, extension 2504.
Okay, so thanks a lot, Bonnie.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Okay.
All right, you guys, take care.
Okay,
bye.
Thanks, bye.